ויאן סימן י"א סעיף טס יעשה נקב באירך הטלס. One should make a hole the length of the talus. That means we're starting from the end of the length. Now, this hole should not be higher than three fingers. That means from the middle joint till the end, of the thumb. So that's one that shouldn't be higher than three gudlim. Mipnei, the middle joint of the thumb, ainai nikra konof. That means the area that is higher than three gudlim, so that's called beged. There's beged and there's konof. So the beged starts when it's higher than three gudlim, that's where the beged starts. So one should not make the hole higher than three gudlim. V'loy lemato mikashir sheyesh mikesha goydol adatzipayren. It should not be lower than the shear from the middle joint to the end of the thumb. It should not be lower than that. Mishum shenema al hakonof, because the tzitzit should be put on the konof, on the corner. Bimhoya lamata mimloy kesha goydol, and if the tzitzit are less, the area that is less than from the joint to the end of the thumb, hoya tachas hakonof. So then that would be underneath the corner. If we have directions, the tzitzit should be on the corner, on the corner. Higher than three gudlin is not on the corner, it's on the beged already. Less than a kesha, a goydel, is considered tachas hakonof. Let us just mention the shiurim of the Chazaynish and Rav Avrom Chaim Ber, according to the Chazaynish, so the minimum height should be 1.8 tenths of an inch. That means it should be over that area, and it has to 2.8 tenths of an inch. You have another inch to make the shear that's considered in the three gudlim, and more than that is considered lemaila min hakonof, according to Rav Avrom Chaim Noah. So 1.4 tenths is the shear of mikesher gudlim. It shouldn't be lower than 1.4 tenths of an inch, and lemaisa should not be higher than 2.3 tenths of an inch. So these are the shiurim between the chassidim. The main says the person puts it a little lower than the 2.2, so he's yaitzel l'chol adayis. So that's in the shiur of the teich gimel agoydlim, and it's l'maylam b'kesher agoydlim. So our kaponim, we hear the Machaber gave us directions where the hole has to be. It should not be higher than three gudlim, and that's called beged, that's not called konof. And it should not be lower than the kesher gudlim, because then that is called tachas hakonof, and it has to be al hakonof. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yasa nekev, so here we're giving directions where to make the hole. Kosa Beis Yosef brings down, after Yesh Oimrim, others hold, the Yasa Beis Mekovim, one should make two holes, Kamei Tzere, like a Tzere, two holes, the Yatil Hatzitzis Beseichom. And they'll put the tzitzis in the both holes. V'yaitzi oisom litzad echot. And so therefore, the tzitzis will be on one side of the beged. Now, I just like to mention this shita is the Baal Ha'ita shita, and the Baal Ha'ita wants to prove that this is the halacha, and he brings a sifri. The sifri says, Al Dalet Kanfais Ksuscha, the tzitzis should be on the four corners, V'loiches, and it should not be on the eight corners. It should be on four corners and not on eight corners. So the Bach wants to say, two pshatim in this Baal Ha'ita. Lady says the third pshat, but let us just say one pshat, and perhaps we'll with this one understand perhaps on Hagia of many Gedolim. He says it should be on one corner, it should not be on two corners. So he says, pshat, if you have one hole, so the tzitzis, which are sticking out of the beged, can be on the corner on the side, they can be on the corner. That means we start making the ksharim, you make the kesha underneath, it can be underneath two corners. It can be on this side, it can be on this side. So that means you should make the tzitzis in such a way that can only be on four corners, not on eight corners. How do you do that? If you make two holes, so then the tzitzis are only on the corner, or on top of the corner. The tzitzis are only on the top of the corner, and that's it. So memele, so that was the mekor of the Baal Ha'ita. That the Sifri says that you make tzitzis, that it should be capable, it should not be capable to be on eight corners, it should only be on four corners. So with two holes, you make it on four corners. This is the Shittas Baal Ha'ita. Well, that's irrelevant. But there's a potential. He says another pshat. It's on eight corners because you turn the beged upside down, so it's called on this. The inside corner and the outside corner. That's also called eight corners. This is the second pshat in the Baal Ha'ita, what the Bach brings down. Fine. So let us now see the Mishnah Berurah. After Yeshayimrim, the Yaseh Beis Nekovim, one should make two holes, Kamei Tzeire, the Yatel HaTzitzis B'Seicham. They should put the tzitzis in these two holes. V'yaitzi oisam litzad echot, and then the tzitzis will be only on one side, and that's called, it's only on four corners. That's the Shittas Baal Ha'ita. Ein lochush lozeh. So the Beis Yosef says, one doesn't have to be machmer. V'abo lahachmer alatme b'kiyoitze bozeh. A person who does this, not so he's machmer, since Reuv of Klal Yisrael has one hole, and he's making the two holes to be eight of the Malit Rishita, so he's min amatmiyim, the mezik yura, that means he's better than Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Malit Gufa says that no one did like this. But Al Koponim, so he says, so he's a balgaiver. So the Beis Yosef said one should make one hole. Ubach Kosav, the Bach explained the Shittas Baal Ha'ita a little differently the way we mention now. And he held the Baal Ha'ita's right. It's Taka Hidda to make two holes. Ubach Kosav, so the Batalis Kotn Yasish Tainakovim, the Bezer Le Merzik Yura, Taras Kotn you wear underneath your clothing. So Memela, no one will see what you're doing. So you don't look like a Balgai, but even Shem Yerik Lapel, no one sees it. V'chein Kosta b'kavone sheri zal no'akem, dari more two holes. Om nama b'ke Yosef Kosav, sheri marash, shem reine Rab Chaim v'tal, avim le no'akem. Now what did Rab Chaim v'tal, a Talmud of the Rizal, only wore one hole. V'chein, but now going back to the minig of two holes, v'chein is pashit ha-minig b'mdinas Poland. In Poland, they had two holes. Omnam b'mdines odor b'ashkenaz in Hungary, in Germany, ein oigin kain, the nara nara pashindus, different men hogim and different makaymis. What? Yeah, okay, that's b'afopikain. There were two holes also. That's right. Okay, that was, it seems, in the times of the Bach, or in the times of the Beis Yosef, there were not, the Mezik Yura means because there were very few people who wore it like this. So then there was Mezik Yura. Now we have, the Mice of the Piskei Tshuva brings down, and the Litta in Russia, and they also wore one hole. The Mekabolim wore one hole. He brings down the minute. Then we thought you have to understand if the two holes could be was not a pikabolim. He says, who wears two holes? The Hasidim. The Hasidim wear two holes. That is, about al kaponim, so bismaneno, al kaponim, now that we have the groups of certain people who have one hole, and groups of others who have two holes, so mamela, so whatever one does is he's in good company. Right. Now, so by Al Kaponim, the Mechaber is speaking about that one should make one hole. Now let's go back to the Lashon of the Mechaber. Yasa neker ba'erech ha-talis, the length of the talis, lo'y lamayla me-gimel etz-bois, it should not be higher than gimel etz-bois, v'ayni gudlin. That means the middle joint of the thumb, it shouldn't be higher than three gudlin. Because the Lemikri Knaf HaBegin, the first three gudlum of the Begin are called the Konaf, the Kone. Higher than that is called Begin, but there's a Kosva Al Kanfei Begdeim. You have to put the tzitzis on the Konaf, on the corner. It's higher than three gudlum. It's on the baggage, not on the corner of the baggage. Rain Beis Yosef, Shekosav, the Gimel Espois, Betzimtzum, Mutter Lahalchit, Lassis Achakach HaNekev Shom. Beis Yosef says, Achidish, if you have it exactly after the three gudlin, this is also called Kanvei Bignayim, V'habe Poiskim Chilkim Alzeh, but there are many Poiskim which disagree. If it's after Gimel Atzbois, even though it's right after Gimel Atzbois, so Beged Mikri Vulei Kamen. That's called Beged, that's not called the Kamen. Okay, yes, Lazoy Lassay, so a person should be careful. Sheyaschil HaNekev Tois Gimel Atzbois. He should make the Nekev in the Gimel Atzbois. Kosovo Mognavo. Imasa hanekev lemaila megimel. If he made the whole lemaila megimel, af al pi shekshekoshar atzitzis, osa hachutim shal abeget ktorim. That means, well, he put in the tzitzis, so he crumpled up the beget, that now from the kesher to the beget will be less than gimel atzbois. When he skaplu haknofis, and now it's the knofis got crumpled in, v'hu l'mata megimul posel. V'hei al kaponim yesh pakon av shir beget. That means that it doesn't, he cannot change the tzura of the beget. That means the beget, the first three gudlim, let's say nail, we'll say 2.8 tenths of an inch till there is konav. After 2.8 tenths is beget. So he put it, he made it 3.2 tenths, he put there the nekev, which is begged in that corner, by crumpling it up. So now you measure from the kesher to the nekev, it's 2.4 tenths inches. So he says, but that's still on the, you look at the begged, you don't look that he crumpled it. You look at the distance of from where the hole is to the end of the begged, and if the distance from the hole to the end of the begged is more than 2.8 tenths of an inch, so Memela says, called that the hole was made in the beged, not in the kamfeya beged. So Memela, his crumpling does not change the halacha. That's one halacha, number one. The chayt, the other way around. Imasa haneker lemayla mikesha agudo. If he made the nekev higher than the kesha agudo, that means he made it higher than the kesha agudo, say, according to the position, 1.8 tenths of an inch. He made it higher. By day, akshira niskapel abegid atu poches mikesha agudu, but through the kshira, it came out that a measure from the knot to the neck of this less than a kesha agudu. Kosher, even sheish al kaponim hashir v'hakonov. The other way, so you look at the beged, the distances are measured from the hole to the end of the beged. If from the hole to the end of the beged, the shear is, this is called konaf, so it's good. It's irrelevant if I tighten the tzitzis, if I don't tighten the tzitzis, it is dependent on the shear of the beged. Just like to mention for 2 minutes, the Chuvis van Hoggis, he personally does not hold like this, but he brings down that the Siddur HaRav, the Balatanya, held that he tightened the tzitzis mamish close to the beged. We say it's good. The Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher, it's good. So we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah. It's kosher. But perhaps preferable would be, don't crumple it, make the knot loose, that from the knot to the neck will be a kesher agudo. That's how we could learn pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Could be that's not a pshat. But in the Siddur HaTanya, it says that he bedavke made the knot as close as possible to the neck. Number one, that's the Siddur HaTanya. Number two, the Chazanish also did the same thing. He also made it very close to the knot. And then this was the position they bring. The Lekit Yoshe says, the Lekit Yoshe was a Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshna, was from the Rishonim. He also did the same thing. Perhaps, I don't know if this will help the situation, but perhaps they wanted to accomplish the chesaron of the Balaita. The Balaita, if we understand the chesaron of the Balaita, is that you have to have that the tzitzis should be on 4 knuffes, not on 8 knuffes. So one pshat in the Balaita was, the Bach said, that means since I can take the tzitzis and it can be on the side of the beged, and it can be on the bottom of the beged, it can make the kesher. So the tzitzis have a capability of being on 8 knuffes. It can be here, it can be here. So that's why the Balaita said you need 2 holes. But could be, if we make it tight, so we both accomplish, so it won't slip so easily to the other side. Could be that was the chesed. Well, yeah, the Balaita is that there should be 2. Yeah, we mentioned that. Yeah, the Reis of War too. That could also be. That's also true. But we mentioned that before all the Sheetahs. Reis Sheetahs hold one hole. The Mekabalim also hold one hole. The Reis hold. He himself personally had 2 holes. Could be not hold Api Kabbalah's other Yonim. Because his Talmud had one hole. The Chaim V'Tal had one hole. Okay. See them have 2 holes. That's what he said. Oh, if it's weak, look at God. If it'll rip off, that's it. Yeah, okay. Okay, right there. Now let us go further. Shein Aina Goodlin, Ain Lel Siv Kod New Test. Vain Balsi Sachaim, the Masik, the Latchila, Yesatoy, Limdoy, Agimel, its boys, Vaamo, Kmitza, Vizeres, Asmuchim Zeloze, Vain Bebir Alochem. So the Alsi Sachaim says something very practical. That means if you say the shear is Gimel Gudlin, so we have over here 1, 2, 3, this is Gimel Gudlin. So then you have to make sure it shouldn't be afterwards, it should be before. If you make Amo, Kmitzah, V'Zeres, you make these three, so it's less than Gimel Gudlin, because these three together are smaller than the Gudlin. So if you make it after this, you can be sure it's still, they making this as a smaller Shia, so you can be sure if I make the whole afterwards, it's Sicha in, still in the Konos. That's the Maila of what Alter Sachaim says. She'einai nikra konov, if it's more than Gimel Gudlum, it's not called konov, but makif ulba di'evet. Va'afilum la'ache she'osa b'yitzitzis, afilu rakhu yo'achas, chosach b'nek b'nekem shitu ha'tzitzis l'mat, let's see, the nekem was too high. He put in the tzitzis, and then someone tells you, no, the nekem is too high, so no problem. So he makes the nekem, he makes a slit in the nekem, so she go lower. Yeah, because when he put in the tzitzis were lemaila minakonef, was in the begin. V'uadin ipchik, she'tolon, tois kesher agudu, chosach lemaila the begin, hella tzitzis lemaila mikesher agudu, and then he made the hole higher, and he put the tzitzis higher than that. When he made the tzitzis, they were lower than the kesher agudu. So what did he do? Chotach l'mayla b'beged, v'ela tzitzis l'mayla mikesher agudu. So he made the hole higher, so now it's l'mayla mikesher agudu. V'tofer l'mata, then he sewed up the chelk that was l'mata, or he told l'mata l'isal l'konef, or he added some material to the konof that makes it now l'mayla mikesher agudu, gam ken tasev l'minahot. So b'kitzah, so we have here the halacha, we have to make sure that the hole has to be in the correct position, that it should not be lamata min hakonos, and it should not be lamayla min hakonos. Now speaking about the new halacha. Talis shel temel, shehoiso mitziyetzes kilchosam. A person had a woolen talis, and it was mitziyet properly. V'nimtzo ba'godil shel meshi she'oisen b'spas ha'talus chuto shel pishto. They found there was a rim, a border, on this woolen baguette made out of silk. Beautiful, say it. A woolen baguette near the silk border. La'ila, la'ila. Then someone looks at the silk and he notices that one of the threads in the silk is not silk, it's linen. So he tells this person, you know, you're wearing shatnas the whole time because one thread of linen makes the whole bag of shatnas. Right? So what did he do? V'hutzlichu lishleif ha'godu min ha'talis. So now they took off the border. So this border up is silk, it's linen, and they took off the border. Roy lahachmer lahata ratzitzis v'lachzer u'lekosher. You know what you should do? You should take out the tzitzis, put them back in again. Now let us just explain for 1 minute. This halacha is a very difficult halacha to understand. Rabbi Kiveg, yes, he doesn't understand. What's the problem? He said the beged was a shatnas to kiveged. Fine. Good. You're not allowed to wear shatnas to kiveged. So, but it's a beged. When he put in the tzitzis, he put in the tzitzis in a baguette. You know, to wear the baguette, out client. He fixed the baguette. So why do you have to put in the tzitzis again? It's a baguette which you weren't allowed to wear. Now I'm allowed to wear it, but it's cold. I put it in the baguette. So he, but the Dafiki beginning wants to say, the translation of it, it says, ksuscha. Ksuscha means something that you're permitted to wear. If halachically you're not permitted to wear it, so the tzitzis were not put in ksuscha. So now you have to put them in ksuscha. When it was put in, it was a beged which halachically you're not allowed to wear, so it doesn't have a shame beged at all. So that's why he says you should take out the tzitzis and put them in again. V'loy lamato, and you should not make it less than a kesher gogo. Makom afil b'diyevet, nil nishimoki b'nekev, גם כן למעלה משל זה, ולזה גם כן מעקב אף בדיעבד ועין בביר הלוכה. That means it says it should not be למטה מקשר הגוידל, it should be underneath the קשר הגוידל. So he says it should be a little bit, it should be over the קשר הגוידל, because if it'll be in the קשר הגוידל, so that also is not the שיר, it should be למעלה מקשר הגוידל. Yeah. Because here Parshat is a gam kem ashrin bo the meinini adak se peirem mokim ashov lebosa. Now let's go further than the that's no problem. Yeah, but the better you have to look at the could be. That's what's the problem. That's no problem. That is no problem. No, no, no. That isn't an issue. That isn't an issue. No. We're just saying, in the beggar, the hole should be, it's hanging from the beggar, then it should be on, that should be hanging from the konaf of the beggar, which is not lemaila megimu, which is not lemata mikesh agud. Now, let's see further the machaba. That means when you're measuring, this is the corner of the beged, so you measure the three gudlim vertically. You don't mention it on, you don't measure it on a diagonal. That means if you measure on the diagonal three gudlim, or you measure on, it's less, it's smaller. So, and you measure on the diagonal kesher agoidl, so it comes out it's less than the proper height. Because, so that means if the kesher agoidl is so high, so if you measure it on the diagonal, it's less than that. So memele, so then it's no good. Perish, misvas habeged, moidedin b'yoysher hagimel atzbois, Rein Ashir the Kesher Gaidl, Bain Boirich, Bain Boirich, will come on. They made it in Ashirim Ba'alach, and you don't measure from the corner on the diagonal, say they are Lach, same as Maitem Adidalach, Beis Chumshin, it comes out 2/5 less. So that means you can make it higher than 3 Agoidlim, if you measure from the diagonal, and if you measure from the diagonal, you can make it that is not the shear of the Kesher HaGoydol. Kesher HaGoydol is higher than that. So you have to measure straight, not diagonally. Yud, Siv Yud. Imoya rochik me'akonof moloi Kesher HaGoydol. If when the tzitzis were put in, there was a proper distance from the hole to the end of the beggar. It was Malay Kesha Gaito. And then what happened? Vinitku mechute ha'orev achloi nishar boi kashir. That means like this, that you have over here, let's say the hole was over here, and there's a Kesha Gaito from here to here. Now the material on the bottom of the beggar frayed off. So now the beggar does not end over here, the beggar ends over here, because by the bottom chelik of the beggar frayed off. So memela, so now the hole is less than the kesher agoidl from the end of the beggar. So the machabel says, that is no problem. So it's irrelevant. No, you count it when you put it in. But it was put in properly, and now it becomes, it's lower than the shear, so that is irrelevant. Because the ikar is, it has to be put in properly.
Including the border.
Well, yeah, well, the border was part of the beggar. And now the border frayed, or the bottom part of the beggar frayed, so now the beggar ends in a higher place, that means there's less beggar. And now it's less than a kesher gadol between the tzitzis and the end of the beged, so that is irrelevant, because the shear is when you put in the tzitzis. You put in the tzitzis, it should be in the right place. What happens later is irrelevant. Now, so that's the Maya Lachik Meyakon of Malay Kesher Gudu. When it was put in properly. Vinitku Mechute Ha'erev. Now the Chute Ha'erev, that means the horizontal begodim on the bottom of the beged got torn off. Actually, Nisha by Kishis, so now the beged ends. There's less beged between the end of the beged and the neck. Kosher. Kimin shahoya boy kishir b'shoshito boy hatzitzit boy tzitzizet. All you need v'osulem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyim. When you make the tzitzis, it has to be al kanfei bigdeyim. Now it comes out that the tzitzis ataches kanfei bigdeyim. That's irrelevant. Because when I made them properly, so there's no problem with that. Hago, v'noyigim lasais, Imra Savit Aneket. The minig is that we make a border around the hole. Shloyinotek Sham Viyapokas Makshir, the same thing. We want that the tzitzis should be the proper distance, that the hole should not get bigger, and the hole should go down closer towards the end of the beggar. We want that even after the wear and tear of many years of the beged, it should be strong, the neck should be strong, and the end of the beged should be strong, so always be in the correct place. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The nitku, that the end of the beged got cut off, or it's torn off the chutei erev, or who had in him nikra ba nekev, or the nekev has got a cut, a slit in the nekev, I'd say, deze le nishe boi kishir, there's no shir now. But fill the nasis a tekev acha chuyo rishonim a kesher chubisomo. That means he put in the tzitzis, he made a chuyo and a kesher, and then right away it tore, it's good. Because the ikir is b'shas ha'siyah, and he made a kosher ha'siyah. So the beged is not as long as it used to be, so it comes out that the hole is closer to the end of the beged. And the width will also be the same thing. Bishah, the kroksi, so matters when he put it in. A kroksi v'osulem tzitzis al kansei bigdeyim. That you have to make tzitzis on the konav. That means when you make it, it has to be on the konav. When you make it, it should be on the corner. Afterwards, it could be under the corner. That means when you put it in, it was put in properly. But what is, he wants to put in new tzitzit, the hami, and he takes out his old tzitzit, amasiya chadoshe, posel, then it's posel, ache yitper mitchilik l'kama simetes lomayim shom. Poches mikashir, so he says, so people make a border around the hole, that the hole should not tear, or they make a border around the beged, that the beggar shouldn't tear. After b'di'evet kosher. So Mr. Boris, what's the problem? If the halach is only when you put it in, if it tears later, it's irrelevant. So why do you want to ensure that it shouldn't tear? Mikol mokim tov la'aseis kein, kedeish lo yavoyu haloyim lo yimeshu posul. That means people will see him, he's a fine yid, and they'll look at his tzitzis, and the tzitzis are very close to the end of the beged, and it has to be a kesher goydel, it's mamish by the end of the beged. So people will say, that he's wearing posul with tzitzis. That everyone knows the halacha, that the whole halacha applies only b'shas when you put in the tzitzis into the beged. People won't know this. So in order to avoid that people should be speaking about you and say you're wearing pasul and tzitzis, so it's preferable to make a border around the nekev, a border around the konav, so a mele, you always will be in the right place. What? To sew it up now, let's wait for it a little later now. We'll see what material he sews it up. That's a different halacha. About kaponim, we'll come later to this halacha, but sewing it up later, even though mikad in its kosher. Now, yesh oimrim shebeseich roicha vabeget ein lo yishir, yesh oimrim shedin roicha vabeget kedin ha'oizach. Let us just say what the machlokes is. I have over here, this is the length of the beged. So the konof is on the bottom of the length of the beged. This is the konof. And if I put it right by the corner, so it's tachas hakonof. You have to put it over here. Others hold, but on this side, on the reichav of the beged, the konof is by the bottom of the beged. On the side of the beged, it's not called konof, so therefore you can make it even closer to the edge. The whole psul of making it close to the edge is only on the bottom of the beged, because the bottom is called, this is called the konof, so he has to make sure it should be tachas hakonof and not, it shouldn't be tachas hakonof, it should be ala konof. But going from the reichav beged, they held a filus mamish next to the edge. That's no problem. And others disagree. Well, we machma, we machma. Yeah. Okay. But we're not talking about the problem is not the center. The problem is if you make it too close to the edge, it's called tachas hakonof. Another cell, the konof is, oh, this psul is only by the bottom of the beged. Another cell, it's by the side of the beged also. You think preferably you should put it 2 inches. Good. I don't disagree with you. But the shalos says, if he put it from the bottom, it's 2 inches. And from the side, it's a half an inch. That's the shalos. The others say it's two. Yeah. For this way, yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay, so machlokes. Yes, Aimrim, shebeseich roicha vabeged ein loyishir, so you can make it close to the corner. Yes, Aimrim, shedin roicha vabeged kedin oirech. No, that the roicha of the beged is the same din of the oirech. The nirin divrayim, and the Mechaber Paskins note that, so that's why we measure side from the bottom of the beged and side from the side of the beged. It has to be more than a reichel agudu. Yesh oimrim shebesayich. The svirlo, the ikar shem konof. Shem konof, the corner yishayich al sofa hatachtein shal oirech habeged. The bottom edge of the beged, you look at the length of the beged, this is called the konof. And this you have to make sure it should be tachas hakonof. Loi al reichel habeged. I'll come back to this in a minute. Ein lo yishir, einu lemato. Yochalasis v'lepochem smikesha agoidu. You can make it even closer to the edge. Aval lemaylo megimel esboi esposo. But that everyone helps. If you go into the beged more, and the reichav, that's called beged, that's not called konof. Now, the Mishnah Berurah just said a lashon before, what is called the oirech beged and what is called the reichav beged. He's talking about a talus gadol. A talus gadol, it seems normally, when you hold the talus this way, so this is called the oirech. It's longer take, and the thing going down is called the reichav, it's less. So memele in the roichev is that which covers the goof, and the oirech is that which one makes it of that, what covers the body. So that bokaponim oirech and roichev means the length and the width of the Talis, Rabbi Talis could not be the other way around. So Al Kaponim, that's the Shita we paskin, it should be Al Kaponim on both sides, more than a Kesher, a Goydel, and less than three Goydel. Good night.